Time now for the Carbon High School postgame show on KRPX 95.3 The Peak.
Welcome back to the Billy Bigger Farmer Insurance postgame show. Once again, the final score tonight, 42-25. The Carbon Dinos come away with their first win of the season as they beat Judge Memorial here at home. They go to 1-3 on the season. And joining me now, head coach Phil Howa of the Carbon Dinos. And congratulations, coach, on your first win of the season, 42-25. You guys played good really in every aspect of the game. You guys had positives.
Oh, you know what? This is what we practice for every day. You know what? We see this at practice, and game time does make it harder to achieve. Kids get uptight. They try not to make mistakes. You know, our big goal today was just to be okay with forgiving a mistake and coming back and making a good play the next time. So,
on the defense played well. I mean, they scored the 13 points. You got to remember, one of it was a kickoff return.
Yes.
So, I mean, the defense played good. The offense played good. Special teams played good. It's just a solid performance. What stood out to you tonight?
Oh, you know what? We got back to being team concept. You know, I thought we had it at Cottonwood, and then we come back at against Duchesne and kind of started pointing fingers and going back backwards instead of forwards. We let it go. You know, I told them there's nothing we can do about it. Let's just move forward, and they did, and they came and they stood behind us and they worked hard this week. We need to get some intensity. We need to be intense a little bit more often and practice time is a good place to start. We just need him to work a little harder at practice.
Davin Moss had a great game tonight. He had some opportunities, carried the ball, had positives throughout the entire night.
Oh, you know what? Davin's a player, and he's, again, you can't replace Cooper Shade. I mean, Cooper's a gamer. He's a defensive stud and a great running back. And you know what? Davin Moss knew he had big shoes to fill. And you know what? Cooper himself said, Coach, what a dummy, you know, just a bad choice, and it cost him a season. And you know what, Davin stepped up and helped us out greatly.
So taking a look at this, at the game tonight and the success that you had playing Union next week, how do you carry this over into next week going on the road playing a Union team?
You know, I just talked to Keaton Rich, and I just told him, you know what, you're getting better every week. More confidence. You know, there's no hesitation when he gets outside and sees it open. He's runner. His arm's getting stronger. Brandon Wilson's working with him every day. He's our man. He's our quarterback. Hayden Tallarico's good to go in and give him a rest if we need it. And I have to take my hat off to Hayden. I know that's frustrating as a junior that's got someone in front of you. I keep reminding Hayden that something happened. We need somebody ready to step in. And you know what? I think the world of them both. Quarterbacks are hard to make happy, you know. They are natural born leaders, and they lead in their own way. And I'm just proud of these kids. I think it's an awesome way to have their senior night end. And I hope they can enjoy it and not get too full of themselves. And prepare for another one. And you know what? This is just a start. I really do believe it's just a start, and we're going to get better.
One stat that me and Chris circled, they actually had two turnovers, one late in the game, but took care of the ball tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we really didn't have any. I think we had one almost, and we recovered it ourselves. But you know what? That's important. You know that. Keaton was, he threw one away. And it was okay because it ended up being positive because it was a fourth down situation and we put him back another 15 yards. So, you know what? Overall, a great, great outing by all the kids, defensively, offensively. You know, receivers are moving in and out with each other, not being selfish, being willing to share some time. And you know what? We're healthy at the end. My line's running up to the ball. You know, they could run harder. We know that. And hopefully by the end of the year, they're sprinting to the line. And that's my goal. I want them to believe in themselves and know they can do this.
What did you tell the kids when they were down 13-0?
I just told them, I said, we're just, you know what, we just got to go. We got to put our nose to the grindstone. And we don't quit here, Carbon. I mean, you know what, we're not going to throw our hands up. And I said, I will do anything I have to do. I will not lay down. I said, and then, you know, I started talking about having to do fake punts, fake fake this, whatever I had to do. I was going to try to make something happen. And you know what? We got a couple breaks. We called a couple good plays. Brandon Wilson's calling some offense for me. You know, he's got a good football head on him, and he listens, takes direction. And you know, overall, great coaching staff. They work well together. I couldn't ask for a better bunch of guys.
The second quarter, you guys dominated the second quarter. Might have been the best quarter you guys played all year. Do you think?
Oh, I think so. You know what? It was like, wow. And I think we got full of ourselves. And that's why we come out that third quarter and kind of quit playing. And it was scary. It was like, wow. But, excuse me, we had another chance to quit and hang our heads, and we didn't. You know, we had some kids step up and make some plays, and we moved the ball and put the ball back in the end zone and got the lead back. So the last couple things that we scored on were one was worked hard by our quarterback running over somebody into the end zone. He told me he wanted a touchdown. And Will Carmichael set a goal for himself. He was going to get an interception, a touchdown, and 11 tackles. He's one of our leading state tacklers. And he made that on that last interception. He completed his goal, so the kid set a goal and kept playing the game.
So you come off a win here. Do you prepare your team any different for next week?
Oh, you know what? We got to work harder. We have to work harder. It's hot. Every day we practice at 4 o'clock, and it's the hottest part of the day, and our kids are, you know what? It's ridiculously hot. I can't remember it being this hot before. But the fact is we play at night, and it's an advantage to us.
So you guys are 1-3 now. You get your first win. Congratulations, Coach, on the win over Judge here tonight. I want to thank you for always coming up and talking to us. We appreciate it. Congratulations, and we'll see you next week at Union.
Well, thanks for having me up.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back, more here on the post-game show, Billy Vigor, Farmer Insurance post-game show. You are listening to Carbon Dino Football right here on 95.3 The Peak.